Hi, my name is Amy Swan, and I'm at Colorado State University, and I'm going to talk today about a tool we developed called Comet Planner. So NRCS has worked with landowners for decades to address problems on farms and ranches that often come with production agriculture. Some of these problems you've seen before: soil erosion, excess runoff, manure management, and rangeland degradation. Through this work, they've developed almost 200 conservation practice standards. These are general guidelines that help landowners implement conservation practices on farms. Most of these practices are designed to address environmental problems, but we know that many of these practices might also have climate co-benefits. However, quantifying greenhouse gas emissions, we know, is really complicated, and so we need to provide planners with simple tools to assess these potential benefits. So with that in mind, we developed Comet Planner. We released this version in January of 2015. It provides really broad regional estimates of the impacts of conservation practices on greenhouse gas emissions, and it's based on literature reviews, meta-analyses, and IPCC Tier 1 and Tier 2 methods. We wanted to take this tool and actually improve it a bit to align it better with the USDA greenhouse gas or entity scale greenhouse gas inventory methods. And we also wanted to improve the spatial resolution from these real broad regions to more MLRA, major land resource area driven multi-county regions. So to take these conservation practice standards and model them, we start with the conservation practice standards, which are really general guidelines that might have multiple management practices recommended within those. And so to model them, we have to construct conservation scenarios with specific implementation criteria. In this example, these are smaller than I was hoping they would be, but we have the residue and tillage management on the top for no-till and nutrient management on the bottom. First, we determine what the baseline scenario is. In this example, we set a baseline of intensive tillage and use of synthetic nitrogen fertilizer. For the conservation practice scenario, we assume that the landowner is adopting no-till and replacing part of their synthetic fertilizer with compost. So we model these scenarios in Comet Farm using a sample-based approach. We basically created a random point sample per MLRA, and then we overlaid that on the cropland data layer that NASS produces to basically build crop rotations. We brought in some other data sets to determine typical practices for those crop rotations and average inputs. And then we take those scenarios and we run them through the newly developed Comet Farm API. So for those of you not familiar, an API is application programming interface, I believe, and you can think of it as a side door into Comet Farm that lets users run the models contained in Comet Farm without having to go through the graphical user interface. So once we run the scenarios through Comet Farm, we get some results out. These are just some preliminary results from some runs that we did, where in the top scenario, we're looking at this residue tillage management practice standard where we went from intensive tillage to no-till. We present the results in greenhouse gas reductions, and so in that case, a positive result means that we added soil carbon or biomass carbon to the system, or we decreased emissions. In this case, we show a small reduction in greenhouse gases from no-till adoption through adding soil carbon and reducing soil nitrous oxide emissions. In the bottom example, we actually show an increase in soil nitrous oxide emissions, but those are offset by the additions to the soil carbon pool. So once we finish this process of updating the estimates, we plan to actually release a new web tool. And some of our goals with the new web interface are to more clearly present the conservation practice standards over there on the left, and then also describe how they were implemented in the scenarios. And there will be multiple practice implementations for a lot of these conservation practice standards, and we'll produce on-the-fly results, and users can generate reports. And then, of course, we'll also be updating our methods report and implementation documentation. So.